It's hard to say whether sports centers like this one will be more crowded after the Olympics, with Britons determined to be more fit. Their opinions vary.
It's already started. People are more interested in sport now within the school, doing activities which are linked to the Olympic Games. So I'm sure it will help.
If you're not interested in sports, how is the Olympics going to make you more interested in sports? So how is building all this stuff that's costing us billions going to make me interested? It's not. If I'm not interested, I'm not interested.
People need to be to get that encouragement, because it tends to be going the other way at the moment, with people sitting in front of games all day.
The recent finals of the annual British University Games at the new Olympic Stadium attracted a record number of participants. University sports official Karen Rothery.
I think the Olympics being here is truly inspiring people to actually do something that they haven't done for a long time.
That's in keeping with the kind of post-games benefits the London Organising Committee wants. It formed a separate company to plan for the legacy, and company official Peter Tudor says one goal is to get as many people as possible to use the Olympic sports facilities.
Inspire a Generation is the new motto of the Games, and we're very excited about that. We are committed with the venues to programming them absolutely to the brim with sporting activities that people want to do, but also to encouraging people who've never tried sport before.
But there's no scientific evidence that the Olympics will make any long-term difference in sports participation, says Professor Adam Blake at Bournemouth University School of Tourism.
In terms of academic research on sports participation, it really isn't as cut and dried and black and white as we'd hope it would be. There's in previous events, there really isn't much evidence either way.
Blake is planning more research after the Games. In the meantime, people in Britain have been coming out in unexpectedly high numbers to catch a glimpse of the Olympic torch as it's carried around the country. Their enthusiasm indicating at least the potential for a post-Olympic sports participation legacy. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.